Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Lamed Aleph. Chulin 131b. Pagination is 262. We'll start towards the bottom of the page, three lines up, with the word Ula towards the beginning of the line. Ula hava yoev matanta lekahanta. We're dealing with the gifts from an animal of Chulin, non-sacred. And these gifts, Zeroa l'chayayim v'keiva, the arm, the cheek, and the fourth stomach are given to the Kohen as gifts. And what emerges over here is that they are financial gifts, not halachically sacred portions. And being that they're financial, they're gifted to the Kohen, but if someone else would eat them, it's not like Truma that they would be in serious violation for eating something that only Kohanim are allowed to eat. So Ula would give this portion, Zeroy L'chayim V'keva, to a Kohenes. Kohenes, Rashi explains, Bas Kohen, a woman who was born of a Kohen, or father is a Kohen, afilu eshes ish, even if now she's a married woman, and in the margin, eshes Yisrael, the wife of a non-Kohen, dekevan dekedusha les luhu, since it doesn't have intrinsic sacred holiness, einam asurim lezorim, de einam asurim lezorim, they're not forbidden to be eaten by non-Kohen, Kohen people, Hare Mutaris Bohem, Velodomi Litruma, they're not comparable to Truma, that if a non-Kohen would eat it, there would be a serious violation. V'imishem V'nasan LaKohen, and if you're wondering, okay, it's not a serious violation, but you didn't fulfill your obligation, you were supposed to give it to a Kohen. So Rashi continues and explains Kasavar Afila Kohenes Bamashma that a Kohenes, the daughter of a Kohen, is also Kohuna. And that is sufficient, and that's what Ula held and practiced. Esvi Rava Lu'ula, Rava asked the following question to Ula: if you really consider the daughter of a Kohen like a Kohen, then we have a very odd situation as to the status of a mincha that she brings. The rule is, minchas kohenes ne'echeles. The mincha of the daughter of a Kohen is eaten, just like the mincha of a Yisrael is eaten, except for the portion that's brought on the Mizbeach, but the bulk of it is eaten. Minchas Kohen einan ne'echeles. The mincha of a Kohen is not eaten. V'i amrit Kohen va'afilo Kohenes. And if you tell me that the daughter of a Kohen is the same rule as a Kohen, v'oksiv, then I should apply the pasuk equally to her. V'chol minchas Kohen kolol tiyah lo seyochel. The mincha of a Kohen should be completely on the Mizbeach and should not be eaten. Why, if she's a Kohen, why are we noticing that her mincha is treated like the mincha of a Yisrael? Omalei, he responded, Rebbe, my teacher, mitunach, from your own bundle, you cited accurately, very precisely. Let's examine this. Aaron uvanav kesuvim beparsha. It says Aaron and his sons, in the case of a mincha, as opposed to the discussion of Zeroy L'chayayim V'keiva, those gifts from an animal, are not referring specifically to the male children. Skipping down to the sixth line, Rav Kana Ocha B'Shvil Ishto. Rav Kana would accept these gifts designated for the Kohen on behalf of his wife, who was the daughter of a Kohen, even though Rav Kana himself was not a Kohen. Now, there is discussion about a different statement regarding Rav Kana, regarding Pidyon HaBen in the first parak of Kiddushin, where Rav Kana took Pidyon HaBen, and there's discussion there whether that Rav Kana is a Kohen or his wife was a Kohen. But there is a major distinction that needs to be discussed, because by Pidyon HaBen, it indeed says La'aharon u'levonov, as opposed to over here, where the daughter of a Kohen has some status, and therefore we have more liberties as to who might be able to receive it. And over here, the ruling that's being given is that the husband of the daughter of the Kohen is also allowed to accept it himself, personally, because of Ishto Kegufo, that they're one unit. In other words, it's one chiddush to say that she can take it, even though she's married to a Yisrael, where she would not be able to eat teruma, for example, when she's married to a Yisrael. And then the second chiddush, that Rav Kana, the husband, a Yisrael, was able to eat because of his wife. In Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Matnas Kuhuna, Simen Samach Aleph in Yoredeya Se'if Ches, Nosnim Osam Likohenes. You can give these gifts from the animal, the Zeroa L'chayayim V'keva, to the daughter of a Kohen, afilu hi nesua liYisrael, even if she's married to a Yisrael, as I mentioned, whereas teruma she wouldn't be able to get. Ve'anostam lebaylo Yisrael kia mitzvahs nesina, and you could even give it to her husband directly. And this is the distinction that we're drawing, as Rashi pointed out. It's a financial gift, and it therefore works with different parameters as opposed to something like truma, which is intrinsically sacred. And we also, related to that, have the discussion of how the Torah presented a particular mitzvah. For example, by the mincha of Kohanim, it says Aaron ubanov, and therefore the daughters are not included. Whereas over here, in the topic of our perek, Zeroa L'chayayim and Keva, we go so far as to allow the daughter, even if she's married to a Yisrael, and to even allow the Yisrael himself to accept the gift, because they're one unit. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.